People, nothing against him at all, but...
They stopped, because Golem Anghammerad was beginning to speak again. Unlike Mr. Pump, it took him some time to get up to speed, and when his voice arrived, it seemed to be coming from long ago and far away, like the sound of surf in a fossil shell. He said,
"What is a postman?"
"A messenger, Anghammerad," said Miss Dearheart. Moist noticed that she spoke to golems differently. There was actual tenderness in her voice. "Gentlemen," he said to the postman, "I know you feel..."
"I was a messenger," Anghammerad rumbled.
His voice was not like Mr. Pump's, and neither was his clay. He looked like a crude jigsaw puzzle of different clays, from almost black through red to light grey. Anghammerad's eyes, unlike the furnace glow of those of the other golems, burned a deep ruby red. He looked old. More than that, he felt old. The chill of time radiated off him. On one arm, just above the elbow, was a metal box on a corroded band that had stained the clay.
"Running errands, eh?" said Groat nervously.
"Most recently I delivered the decrees of King Het of Thut," said Anghammerad.
"Never heard of any King Het," said Jimmy Tropes.
"I expect that is because the land of Thut slid under the sea 9,000 years ago," said the golem solemnly. "So it goes."
"Blimey, you're 9,000 years old," said Groat.
"No, I am almost 19,000 years old, having been born in the fire by the priests of Upsa in the third ning of the shaving of the goat. They gave me a voice that I might carry messages. Of such things is the world made."
"I never heard of them either," said Tropes.
"Upsa was destroyed by the explosion of Mount Shiputu. I spent 2 centuries under a mountain of pumice before it eroded, whereupon I became a messenger for the fishermen kings of the Holy Ult. It could have been worse."
"You must have seen lots of things, sir," said Stanley.
The glowing eyes turned to him, lighting up his face.
"Sea urchins. I have seen many sea urchins. And sea cucumbers, and the dead ships sailing. Once there was an anchor. All things pass."
"How long were you under the sea?" said Moist.
"It was almost 9,000 years.
"You mean you just sat there?" said Aggie.
"I was not instructed to do otherwise. I heard the song of the whales above me. It was dark. Then there was a net and rising and light. These things happen."
"Didn't you find it, well, dull?" said Groat.
The postman was staring.
"Dull," said Anghammerad blankly, and turned to look at Miss Dearheart.
"He has no idea what you mean," she said. "None of them have, not even the younger ones."
"So I expect you'll be keen to deliver messages again then,"
said Moist, far more jovially than he'd intended. The golem's head turned towards Miss Dearheart again.
"Keen," said Anghammerad.
She sighed. "Another tough one, Mr. Moist. It's as bad as dull. The closest I can come is, you will satisfy the imperative to perform the directed action?"
"Yes," said the golem. "The messages must be delivered. That is written on my hem."
"And that's the scroll in his head that gives a golem his instructions?" said Miss Dearheart. "In Anghammerad's case, it's a clay tablet. They didn't have paper in those days."
"You really used to deliver messages for kings?" said Groat.
"Many kings," said Anghammerad. "Many empires, many gods. Many gods, all gone. All things go."
The golem's voice got deeper, as if he was quoting from memory.
"Neither deluge nor ice storm nor the black silence of the nether hells shall stay these messengers about their sacred business. Do not ask us about saber-toothed tigers, tar pits, big green things with teeth, or the goddess Kazol."
"You had big green things with teeth back then," said Tropes.
"Bigger, greener, more teeth," rumbled Anghammerad.
"And the goddess Kazol," said Moist.
Do not ask.
There was a thoughtful silence.